and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden announcing new weapon support for Ukraine at the NATO summit in Washington.
The United States, Germany, the Netherlands, Romania, and Italy will provide Ukraine with the equipment.
The announcement as Biden's 2024 candidacy is still being debated.
Biden in an all-out blitz to rally support, talking with Democratic mayors, writing a letter to congressional Democrats, calling into MSNBC, speaking with donors, and meeting with the Congressional Black Caucus, all in the last 2 days.
ABC's Perry Russom in Washington. The heat continues to be the big story for much of the country. Las Vegas on track to set a record for the most consecutive days of over 115 degrees. 1.7 million power customers, most of them in Texas, still without electricity following the destruction done by then-Hurricane Beryl. Israeli airstrikes killed at least 20 Palestinians in Gaza, some of them in what had been declared a safe zone by the Israeli military. Talks continue in Doha on a long-term ceasefire. This is ABC News. The Justice Department says it's broken up a disinformation network powered by AI and backed by Russia. The network ran nearly 1,000 bogus social media accounts. One of the most deadly diseases in world history has now been confirmed here in the U.S.
The plague killed as many as 50 million people in Europe in the 14th century. It's lived on as part of culture, but it remains a real, although rare, illness. One of those rare cases was confirmed in Pueblo County, Colorado. That's in the southeast part of the state, which is within the larger region of the U.S. where plague is most common, although there are only an average of 7 cases in the U.S. per year. Antibiotics can treat the plague, which is spread by flea bites. Brian Clark, ABC News.
And history discovered in the dirt north of Boston, going back to the birth of America. Experts say 5 musket balls have been found. They were likely fired at British troops in 1775. They're now going on display at a local museum. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Oh, no. Stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do. But any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food. But EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and speak with your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, and on the Civic Media app.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. People are urging Wisconsin lawmakers to do something about long-running problems with the state's prison system. Former guards, inmates, and relatives testified to the Assembly's Corrections Committee Tuesday. They described sexual harassment and retaliation by supervisors and food and medicine denied to inmates. Tuesday was Black Women's Equal Pay Day. The date symbolizes the pay inequality between Black women and non-Hispanic white men.
So Black women have to work all the way into July of this year to make what white non-Hispanic men would have made in 2023 alone.
Deborah Vagans is director of the Equal Pay Today Coalition. She's pressing Congress to protect all workers against retaliation for talking about their pay. That's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers get clobbered at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It was one of the worst losses of the year. The Pirates beat the Brewers 12-2. Pittsburgh with 5 home runs in the game, including a grand slam by the Pirates catcher, Joey Bart, in front of over 26,000 fans at American Family Field. Manager Pat Murphy, after the debacle.
We haven't had one of those games in a while, especially at home. We've been in every single game. I bragged to everybody about being in 85 and 90 games. But credit to the Pirates. They did a great job. Took us out of it. Not going to win a lot of games or 5 or 6 hits.
The two teams playing again tonight. Closer Devin Williams, making progress, throwing to live batters during warmups. He's coming back from stress fractures in his back. NBA, the Bucks have added former Detroit Pistons guard Stanley Oudé, 6'6", appeared in 28 games for Detroit. Racing, Brad Mueller, named the winner at the Slinger Nationals early this morning after Andrew Morrissey disqualified because his car did not meet standard measurements. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy this morning, becoming partly cloudy by later this afternoon. Our high today, 78, with wind northeasterly at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 62. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 82. And we're going to keep warming it up into the weekend, upper 80s by Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us tomorrow from the Northern Wisconsin State Fair in Chippewa Falls for the What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour 2. Trigby Olson, Pat Freitlow, and myself, be there.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Albaugh Show.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning! Blustery, but nice morning out there.
Yeah, it's
when you look outside.
It's humid, though. It's humid.
Oh, my God. I got to tell you something.
It's like 80. What,
yesterday, at about 2 o'clock, had to be the hottest, humidest day. Most humid?
I don't think that's a word. Yeah,
okay.
Most humid.
I walked to the post office from here and back.
Yeah, it's not very far.
Okay.
No.
My shirt, you could have wrung out.
Yeah, right.
I sweat so much in that walk. It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
The humidity.
I know. I think... Well, the weather is going to be nice, but you get that heat and humidity. It's uncomfortable, and it takes away from grilling out and hanging out. So,
but right now, if you look outside, it looks real blustery. Clouds are gray and everything like that.
Blustery?
Winds are coming from the north at 8 to 10.
According to this, north at 6.
Well, over here, they're 8 to 10. It's like 2 degrees of separation.
Well, then yesterday, you must have had the Mino sheen going on.
Yes,
right?
I did.
Yeah.
Oh, that, I had a sheen going. I was like a young racehorse. I really was.
Jeez.
I was like a young racehorse at Saratoga. And I'm not even lying about that.
Go ahead and take him out back.
Exactly.
Right, next.
Happy Wednesday, July 10th. Pina Colada Day.
I've
probably had one in my life. How about you?
Yeah.
One?
Well, I had more than one, but it's no.
Mm.
But that's like if you go on vacation and they put the little umbrella in there.
Yes, that's what I mean.
Like that's,
but I would not sit in a bar and order a...
No, you wouldn't last real long.
No.
Yeah.
Two things I'd never do in a bar. At least in a tough bar.
Order the umbrella?
Anything like that, or put on chapstick.
That's probably good.
It's not easy like a tough putting on chapstick.
No, that's
our boy Convoy yesterday. I came in. He's helping me with my book, my audio book I'm doing. And I said, I want Pete to do this introduction. He's got a great voice and everything. And I said, I'm a little worried. I cracked a tooth. And I said, it's actually jagged in my mouth. And I'm afraid I'm not enunciating as good as I should at times. This is what happened. So I was on vacation and this guy was giving me some crap and I smacked him and he hit me with a pool stick, busted my tooth. Another guy jumped in and then Paul like goes, oh my God, really?
That is the beauty of interns.
I know. Oh my God, really? I go, well, no. He goes, what really happened? I said, I broke it on an Ike and Mike while playing cribbage.
Gotta have a good story.
Yeah, so you gotta have a
he'll,
story.
He'll learn. He'll learn. He's what, 20 something?
Like, oh my God. It is Tesla Day. All right. You mean the car Tesla?
No, Nikola Tesla.
The guy that created radio.
Yep, exactly.
Really?
Very nice, yeah. And was the band named after him?
I don't know. Is the car named after him?
I don't know that either. There's three Teslas. Obviously, that guy. Then there's a band Tesla that was really popular a few years back. And now,
Musk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. It's Kitten Day. Who doesn't love a kitten, right? Total silence.
Pretty quiet in the studio. You know, they're, yeah, I guess they're cute, but I mean, I don't know.
All right. No, okay, you know what, Jim? Let me just say that.
I like dogs, but I like
you. You're 1 year into your radio career. Here's a couple of...
You're in a week.
Todd, we got a couple of things. Just don't ever say that on radio in your career,
okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Don't say you don't like kittens. I'm not crazy about kittens. And that lady from South Dakota, I don't blame her for shooting that dog. Yeah. There are certain things, no matter what, you just...
No, I would agree.
No matter what you think, you just keep them to yourself.
All right.
All right? Sophia Vergara from Modern Family?
Vergara.
Yeah.
Yes, from Modern Family, yeah.
I like her. She just got divorced, I believe, right?
Did she?
Yeah. Arlo Guthrie. I had no idea Arlo Guthrie was still alive.
Well, he's here.
Was he?
He's at the Meyer.
Carlton? Mm-hmm. Meyer?
Meyer.
Mm-hmm. Okay. 77. It seems like he should be older, doesn't
it?
Yeah,
doesn't it? His name sounds so old. Arlo Guthrie.
I know,
Guthrie.
But City of New Orleans was like 1972, Todd?
Pretty early.
So, I mean, that's what, 53? So he was really young when he came out with that song. Robert Pine. I thought he died, too.
No, he's still alive.
John Prine died.
Yeah.
John Prine.
Yeah. Robert Pine is on this show.
Oh, I know this.
This is the motorcycle guys.
Yep.
Chips.
Yeah.
Was he the captain?
He was the captain. Yep. And his son is a big actor now, too. Looks just like him.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
He's one of those guys... You know who he is, but you know not a real familiar name. You know who was on that show?
Hutch.
Joe Namath's girlfriend, Randy Oaks.
Oh yeah,
remember Randy Oaks?
Yep, I remember the episode.
Joe Namath's girlfriend, like big time girlfriend.
Hmm.
Yeah.
On Chips.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I used to love that show. Yeah. I used to want to be a motorcycle cop.
You know, that's how that whole Make-A-Wish got started.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Because of Chips. Yeah, that kid was, and the guy that started it.
That's Randy Oaks.
That's not the guy that started Chips.
No, that certainly isn't. And that is not Robert Pine.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is Joe Namath's girlfriend?
Yes.
Still?
No. Was at the time, though, hot and heavy.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't think she could wear that on a motorcycle.
I don't think so either. Mm-mm.
No.
No. No.
All right.
I have, but not her. Yeah. But I did. I wanted to be a motorcycle cop. I thought that'd be great, even though I've never ridden a motorcycle.
Yeah. No, that was very popular. That's kind of cool, though, how that became
the Make-A-Wish?
The impetus for the Make-A-Wish Foundation. And the guy that was the actual real motorcycle guy was Hutch, or I don't know who the other guy's name was. And this, they went and gave that kid, made him an honorary motorcycle captain. He died, and... there's a whole movie made about that. The guy was in Green Bay, and when they did the movie,
really?
Yeah, it's
was the young patient from Green Bay?
No,
oh
no, this all happened down in I think New Mexico is where this all started.
So he came to Green Bay for Make-A-Wish.
He came to Green Bay for two things. Yes, to promote Make-A-Wish, but he also came to Green Bay to premiere his movie.
Oh,
and it was.
Were you in it?
Did
you play one of the kids?
No, I was in the green room with the guy and pictures. And I got his book. I'll bring his book tomorrow.
Yeah, please.
Yeah. No, he was great. And
it's a phenomenal cause. I've done numerous things for them.
Think about what that has done for kids with cancer and so many other things. And he talked to us about, really started off as kind of just honoring them, and then the Disney thing, and then celebrities, and just it's really
okay. We got this. Did you just find this, Todd?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Make-A-Wish, Oregon.
Oh, okay.
Started in 1983 with a little boy who had a big dream. Sam, a 6-year-old from Portland, wished to make Eric Estrada from his favorite television show Chips. In addition to changing his life, Sam's wish left a lasting impact on his family. So I guess it just grew from there, huh?
Yeah.
From one thing. That's awesome. It's fantastic.
Did talk a little bit about some scams. There's not a lot because there are some.
Is there a charity that hasn't been hit by a scam?
Right. But the guys, there's a whole vetting. There's a website you can go to. I don't remember the name of it, but it really tells you it's very credible. So, this was the guy,
Shankwitz.
Yeah.
Frank Shankwitz was the motorcycle officer who started Make-A-Wish. I met him when he came to Green Bay. Yeah. He was an awesome man.
Yeah, right. Mary. You're right, Mary. That was at St. Norbert that I saw the premiere movie, and he was great. Took pictures, talked to him for quite a while, and he has since passed away. But that he gave his whole life to that Make-A-Wish, and just it's like you said, it's incredible what they've done for kids with cancer.
So. How big it grew.
Yeah,
yeah,
and that's a.
Rest in peace, Joe Bonsall from the Oak Ridge Boys. You probably saw him perform.
Oh, yeah, I met him a number of times. Yep. I know, I was sad to see that. I know he got sick, right?
Seems like they'd be fun guys to hang with.
Oh, yeah.
Why did you do that? You see what he did, Todd?
Yeah, I saw what he did.
I'll wait for the break.
Wow.
Anyway, since I already got scolded for not liking cats, so.
Not cats. Cats are okay.
So you didn't like the Oak Ridge Boys?
I loved them.
Yeah, did
oh,
you?
Yeah, well, a lot.
Did
yeah.
you?
Mm-hmm. You know what I saw performing?
We had a lot of fun with those. Those guys treated, like, the lighting guys and the sound guys, like, they like the roadies. I mean, they just, those were good guys. They were fun to be with. You know, some people come in and they're
a little arrogant. Oh, do I know.
They can be so, like,
do I know.
Dionne Warwick and stuff.
Everybody in the media has had those experiences with, yep.
The Oak Ridge Boys were great. And even on loadout after, you know, because we'd help, they were there.
But you go in really liking these people.
I know, then you walk out
and it's like, oh my gosh, all of a sudden.
Yeah, I know.
I've liked this person so much and now I can't stomach this person.
It's even worse when they're really not like big names.
Yes.
When they're like mediocre names.
Totally.
You still
agree.
Like them and then you meet them and they just think they're something.
100%. Yeah. That disappointed me so many times in sports. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't believe it. Do you remember a guy for the Brewers? Ted Simmons was his name. Back when in like 82, 83, when they went to the World Series and everything, he was one of their better players. He'd been an all-star for St. Louis. But my high school basketball coach, or one of my like junior high or whatever, was from Detroit. And he played basketball against him. And Ted Simmons had been a really great basketball player, too, like all state and three sports and everything. Yeah. And he had video. He had a film, you know, 16mm, watching one of their games. And it was like, you know, really cool. And I thought, man, I'd like to meet him. And I'll never forget spring training in Arizona. Walk in, there's Ted Simmons sitting in his locker having a smoke. I go, hey, Ted, John Mino from Station Green Bay. Can I talk to you for just a minute? He goes, no. Okay. How many ways do you want me to put this?
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And then I go, one of the reasons I want to talk to you, I just always wanted to meet you. I said, you know, my high school coach played against you. He played at such and such high school. You were at Ferndale in Detroit. He goes, yeah. He goes, what's his name? And Tony goes, Al Haglund? Yeah. He goes, never heard of him. Honest to God. Honest to God.
Yeah. Come on.
Wow. Yeah. And I walked away.
Yeah.
And then another one, Gorman Thomas, doing a Timber Rattler banquet
really?
One time. I was introducing him. He goes, boy, I'll tell you what, I don't feel so bad with my gut. Check out this guy.
Yeah.
He said that to me on stage. Gorman Thomas did.
And talking about you?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Oh, yeah.
He got a laugh.
Oh, I got some other. Yeah.
Oh, funny.
Lots of them.
But, yeah, these Oak Ridge Boys, these guys are great. And they really connected with the audience. Yeah. But he was sick for, like, 6 months. They stopped touring.
Do they still perform now?
They're done. Six months ago, they stopped. And they're going to be.
They were just recently
back
in
together? Alabama.
Oh, really?
Alabama's back together.
Now that's worth seeing.
We got a full show for you today, folks. Hang in there. Maybe some worse trivia, maybe not. Back at us. Papa, mau, mau. Giddy up. Papa, mau, mau.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on Air.
I could have done that.
Yeah, right.
That's, I could have. What?
But that's not the guy that died.
No, I could have done that part. Yeah. Don't you think?
Okay, I'll just say yes so you don't do it.
Okay. I got text, Alabama in exile at the Resch. Coming to the Resch?
Exile, yep. October 17th at the Resch.
Wow.
Alabama's going to be there?
Yep.
Man, I used to love Alabama.
Uh-huh. Yeah, me too. I think we might go to that, Johnny.
I would go to that. I would go see Alabama. Not even a question. I would definitely go see Alabama. There are certain groups that, you know, I've gotten, now I'm at an age where I can see my mortality.
Well, yeah.
You know what I mean? And
not just the age.
Yeah. But, you know, there's certain things where it's like, you know, before it's like, I'll get them next time around. Or, that's too much. Or, now I'm not like that anymore. Now it's like, you know what? Get her done.
Gotta go for the ring.
Gotta just do it. You know, it's gotta be like the Packers should have been years ago, where when you had Brett Favre or Aaron Rodgers in their prime. Every year you just play for the Super Bowl. You don't build for the future.
Right.
Play for the ring.
So I'm
playing for the ring now.
So with that, do you have a bucket list? Do you have like 10,
not
15
really,
things?
Not like some people do.
Like, do you want to go to China?
Is that
on your list?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Not mind. People say that. And,
really? China? That's never done anything for me.
I know. I'd be tall though.
I know, right? I thought about that. Yeah. But no, I don't. Italy, Northern Italy.
Well, Italy.
I couldn't care less about Rome or those things. I would love to go into the mountains of Northern Italy. That's my dream. That would be if I had one bucket list thing. Although I will say this, I have
That's not that unattainable to go to Northern Italy. I mean, there's cheap flights, you know, after summer. But
yeah.
I don't know. I think bucket lists are kind of cool to have.
But it's got to be something attainable.
Right.
It can't be,
go to the moon.
Yeah.
No, I get it. I don't know. I don't have much of a, I hope I'm not
depressed.
Well,
you've done everything.
Well, I don't know. Sometimes I think, I don't know.
Give us your bucket list items. What would be, give us one. Give us like a bucket list thing that's like reasonable.
So my mom's 92, right? And she put a bucket list together after my dad died. And it was, you know, do hot air balloon. She did that down in Santa Fe, ride on a motorcycle. She never been to Poland. We're part Polish, went there. I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
And you only have to knock off like maybe one a year. I mean,
right.
But when you get to be, I mean, you're young compared to her, but when you're 90, you got to maybe do one a month.
Yeah, I agree. To catch up, maybe a couple. And don't spend too much time at one.
I don't really know.
Todd?
That bothers me that I don't have a bucket list.
Me too. Now that you say it, I feel like,
what's
wrong with me?
I know.
Did we give up?
Right.
Maybe we have.
We have. We got to go.
We've given up. I'm not giving up on Italy, but.
And you've talked about Italy. You need
forever.
To do that. But just say, look, I'm going to go to Italy
but
in the next
you,
2
was,
years.
But
it's not that expensive.
We were supposed to. We were there. We were in the Czech Republic ready to go to Italy. And there was like a terrorist attack in Germany, and they shut Germany down, and we couldn't get across Germany.
Mm.
Yeah. And our Airbnb ran out. This is an interesting
one. You
could
have taken the.
What? No,
like
everything
the sound
was
of
shut
music.
Down.
You could have gone.
Oh, yeah, gone over the elk.
It's a little backpack.
Kyle says, I'd like to shoot wild boars out of a helicopter with an AR-15. I'll tell you what.
Is that attainable? Can you do that?
Have you seen video? I think you can. Have you seen video of these wild boars in like Kansas and Oklahoma and Texas? They'll go into a field and they will wipe out that field.
Yeah.
They're incredible, insatiable. And if there's like a person, if there are like two women or guys, whatever, you know, out for a walk, they just get.
Yeah. I went wild boar hunting.
Did you really?
Yeah, in Northern California. I did. Well, I was living in Southern California. And my friends were.
I went javelina hunting, but I didn't see anything with a guy one time. Is that the same thing? Well, no, javelinas are smaller. They're really ugly. They got two tusks, but they're not real big.
Isn't that a wild boar?
Well, there's wild boar that are really big. Remember in Lassie when Timmy got caught with that balloon? Jeez,
that was so
this
true.
It could happen. He got caught, and I reenacted this when I was a kid. That's another reason I have fears of hot air balloons. Them taking off when you're not ready. And Timmy got caught in the balloon, took off, him and Lassie.
Was Lassie in the bucket?
Yep.
Oh.
Crash in the mountains, and there's wild boar.
I don't believe that. Lassie, that was such a...
Timmy had... It's based on a true story, Jim. So Timmy, and this is the part that I recreated all the time up in Lucy Hill in Nagani. He had to make his own bow and arrow. And I remember him sharpening the arrow on a rock, and I used to do that. And he killed a wild boar. Because the wild boar was going after Lassie. That's
not a Lassie story. I don't believe that.
It was a Walt Disney TV movie. Timmy takes off in a hot air balloon.
And shoots a wild boar.
That was the name of the show.
That show was so unviolent, or whatever the right word is
for
that.
Not this one.
Yeah,
but they were always like somebody fell in the well, somebody got caught in the mine.
I get that. And I get, and what girl? You know, I get the whole Lassie.
What was that?
He would always say to Lassie, what girl?
Oh, yeah.
You know, and then Lassie would be like, bark and... we are barking over here. But I never remember seeing any guns or arrows or, I mean, I didn't watch that religiously, but I've seen a lot of Lassies. I don't remember
that. Remember that one episode where the guy came into the ranger station where his dad worked and his dad shot him?
No.
I remember thinking of something else.
Anyway, I went wild boar hunting. I got to tell you, this is, so when I was living in Southern California, my friends were, you know, I was a professional medical salesperson. The guys were bankers and different professions. And they liked to work really, really hard and then kind of party or recreate when we went fishing, we'd go off the Baja, you know, and go tuna fishing. And they're like, you want to go wild boar hunting? I'm like, yeah, I think I do. So we flew up to the Bay Area, got our guns, horses, and everything. So we're at this.
Go ahead. I'm going to read this. Go ahead. Finish your story.
We're at this camp.
We're finished. We're the second one.
Okay, we're at this camp. And the guy's like, okay, when you shoot, you got to make sure that it's a kill shot. Or else, you know, they're going to charge you.
And be a tick them off shot.
And the guys, we're with this one banker, they're going to charge you. He's like, how much? We're like, Nick, they're going to charge you like they're going to kill you. Kind of a naive group of hunters.
Yeah, literally. Okay, let me read this. Did you find this, Todd?
Yes.
Lassie's Great Adventure. Well, in Canada, Timmy and Lassie encounter a downed hot air balloonist. By accident, they end up in the balloon, which takes them into the wilderness. My biggest fear in life, okay?
Wow.
The young boy and his dog must find a way to survive, even fending off a wild pig. Thank you, Todd.
You bet.
Wow. You think I make up these stories out of the blue?
I do.
They're all based completely on fact. Yeah.
Okay.
Completely.
I got a lot to learn.
Yeah.
But, yes, I don't remember any violence or... I remember being anxious watching Lassie to hope that, you know, the dog got him out of
Well, this one had like an R rating. I did not most of the kids in TV shows, though. Well, I did not like Timmy. Hair always perfect.
But isn't he mad?
June Lockhart would always have a big plate of brownies.
Isn't he like really upset that somebody's like he didn't make any money doing that, and he never made it big after that, right? Isn't and then somebody's kind of imitating him, signing autographs, and I'm pretty sure Timmy, who played Lassie, is like living in a trailer or something.
Really?
I'm not kidding you. And he's a little upset. He's not the nice Timmy that we knew. I think.
Wow.
I got to look into that a little bit more.
Yeah, look into that. Another guy I didn't like who I was so jealous of was the kid on Gentle Ben.
Yeah.
Remember him?
Yeah.
Boy, did he turn out to be a weird looking guy. That's my only thing. Here he was, this big star. Every Sunday night, everybody would watch him.
Right.
All the adulation. And you know what? See what he looks like now?
You won.
Back after this. Then I'll float on
down the river to
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The show may be over, but Wisconsin's still experiencing some Top Chef hangover. I'm PM Yankee with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Wednesday. So if you've ever watched Top Chef, it's a food show on the Bravo network. This past season, they featured Wisconsin. And although the conclusion wrapped up more than a week ago, boy, it continues to make news in Wisconsin, especially for Wisconsin cheesemakers. Tim Molterer is vice president of Dairy Company Communications with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin.
One of our manufacturer partners, Andy Hatch, I think, when Top Chef was going on, he was featured as a prominent cheesemaker. His website traffic exponentially increased to the point where he was having a hard time keeping up with demand. Some of the larger cheese companies that measure, they have a lot of distribution, okay? They also noticed that there was on-shelf velocity, so people putting in carts quicker, via IRI data that they have, but they also got a lot of recognition from those category managers that said, hey, we don't have that product on shelf. Now we want to get that product on shelf. The first step in getting it in carts is getting it on shelf.
Tim Molterer, vice president of Dairy Company Communications with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. He says, although the series may have drawn to a conclusion, it continues to live on the Bravo Network's website, as well as its social media outreach.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Dan Sheps?
Harv Extra has been very consistent on our test results from first crop through fourth crop. The higher quality has allowed us to feed more alfalfa haylage in our diet, and cows are able to have a higher intake with a higher quality forage.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Riley Lepenka?
Making hay has changed so much now with Harv Extra alfalfa. You don't have to be tied down to a certain cutting window. That saves us a lot of headache, a lot of cost, wear and tear on machinery, you name it. I don't see any farm that it wouldn't work. Any kind of operation, if you have 10 cows, 10,000, it doesn't matter.
What does life on the cutting edge mean for alfalfa growers? Flexibility, yield, or quality? Harv Extra alfalfa with Roundup Ready technology gives you an extra edge every time you harvest. Hear grower stories at harvextra.com.
And speaking of social media, now some of our Wisconsin dairy operators, as well as our agribusinesses, can turn to social media to try to communicate more clearly with their immigrant workers. Now, ProPublica is making not only Facebook videos that are distributed in English and Spanish, but also TikTok videos to try to address some challenging issues on the farm, including immigration status, as well as workers' medical care opportunities. You can find more at propublica.org/dairy. I'm PM Yankee.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy this morning, becoming partly cloudy by later this afternoon. Our high today, 78, with wind northeasterly at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 62. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 82. And we're going to keep warming it up into the weekend, upper 80s by Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
It's Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to be here this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome. Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kiwani.
Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. Matt and Air on Air.
Project 2025, it's going to drastically change democracy. We did have a text from Lynn. She says, well, Jane and Greg, you are scaring me. I'm not trying to scare you, Lynn. I'm trying to make sure everybody understands what this would do. And it's scary, especially when we're talking about firing more than 50,000 civil employees and replace them with people who will just do what Trump wants. So Jared Kushner apparently is qualified to do everything.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW. Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Minor and the mayor here. So we're both looking up Timmy from last year. Minor, what do you do for a living? I look up Timmy for last year.
Well, this guy said, this is one thing I looked at that he died, but.
Wow. Got another text here. Old Yeller was attacked by a wild boar. Remember that? Sheila. Very good, Sheila. Wild boar or nothing. That thing that Kyle was talking about, is going to be a legitimate thing.
That Old Yeller was probably the best book ever written. Yes? Did you read that? You read that. Everybody read that.
I did not.
In fourth grade? Fifth grade?
Did not.
Todd?
We watched the movie in class.
Did see the movie. Did not read the book.
And that kid in Old Yeller drove me crazy. Because he was kind of whiny, right?
Yeah. Total whiny. Completely whiny. Completely whiny. Yeah. I didn't like a lot of the male kid actors. I just didn't. You know what I mean?
Opie
was okay. Well, yeah, Opie was okay. I'll take Opie.
I think that'd be a tough life. I don't know. Just think about that. They get stereotyped. They didn't get any money. I mean, all the money went to the producers, and you know, those guys didn't have like friends or you know that kind of stuff. These guys got all these residuals coming, and that stuff gets played and played and played. And they don't get any money for that. Can you imagine watching yourself on TV?
Yeah, I know.
Ratings, all those commercials.
I think they always still get something, don't they?
Well, I don't know. I read an article. Maybe it wasn't Little Timmy. It was some childhood actor and just whining and just. Yeah, I don't know. Like I said,
you want to know the two young male actors I really despised?
Let's see. Robin? Batman?
No. I always thought he was a little something. But
he was here and he.
The two youngest boys on My Three Sons.
Oh, I was just going to bring up My Three Sons.
Did not like them. You?
I thought the show was kind of ridiculous.
Do you remember when they brought the little girl in then?
No.
That was Leif Garrett's sister in real life.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
They adopted a girl in that family?
Yeah, it was always, I don't know what was going on. I think Pop was getting a little anxious on the side or something.
He brought her in?
Yeah. Well, Well, no, he got married then. Dad got married. Don't you remember that?
No, I didn't watch it. I didn't watch it that long.
I just think he thought, you know, I'm living here with these four guys. It's like, all right.
I thought him and Charlie were like gay.
Oh, my God. What did you just say? You did not just say that. Okay.
I didn't get that show. Right. A show that I did
but no,
like.
But he got married, you know, it's enough taking care of these four boys. And
plus, the uncle was living there, right? Uncle Charlie. Yeah, Charlie. That's right.
Before that was Uncle Bub. Remember Uncle Bub? Then he died.
No.
You don't remember Uncle Bub? How do you not remember Uncle Bub?
No.
Jeez, what's wrong with you people? We got to have one show, just old classic TV show education.
Okay, let's pick the show, and we'll all research a character. Kind of, what are they doing now? But how about we pick the Addams Family?
No. I wasn't a huge
Me
fan.
Either. You weren't?
No.
If I had to choose between that and Monsters, it was Monsters
every
day.
Time.
Yep.
Every time.
You know, I heard Ron Howard was doing an interview with Conan O'Brien just recently about being on with Andy Griffith. And the thing was, is that at that time, all the childhood boys on TV were kind of the smart aleck kind
Right.
And Andy Griffith said, let's make this kid actually respect his dad. Let's do that with it. And it was, you know, totally different from some of the other people. Like Dennis the Menace and.
Yeah, those kids were. Smart Alex. You're right. And Opie was.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I didn't know this. Terry says that Fred McMurray is actually from Beaver Dam.
I did not know that.
Fred McMurray made all his money on real estate.
Out in California, right?
I read
something about that.
Smart guy. And again, I don't think those guys made a lot of money in their sitcoms. But he made a ton of money.
Comparatively.
Yeah. To now.
Yeah, to now. But I mean, I think they were pretty good. For then.
Well, maybe that's it. Maybe they're just whining because, you're right. It's kind of probably like the NFL, right?
Yeah. You know what's weird, though? When you have an actor who is completely one way and then he does a role that's completely opposite and you almost don't like him as much as you did before because you always wanted to think of him. And that's the sign of a good actor. But did you ever see, you got Fred McMurray, the nicest dad, the whole thing, right?
Yeah.
Always wore his little sweaters all the time. Right. Did you ever see the movie The Apartment with Shelley MacLaine and Jack Lemmon and Fred McMurray? And he was just this bad guy.
Really?
Or did you ever see The Cane Mutiny?
I haven't seen that one.
Oh, classic movie where they had this captain who was basically nuts on the ship. It was Humphrey Bogart. He's putting those guys in danger all the time. He's just a nut job. All right. So the guys got together. The captains got the other guys got together and said, "Hey, we got to file a complaint. We're going to take this. He's got to be court. It's like, well, we could be put in front of a firing squad, but we got to do it. You in? Yes. You in? Yes. You in? Yes." And then when he got on the stand, he was like, "Oh, he wasn't too bad.
Oh, really?
Yeah." And there's a term for that when you, let's do this. Then you lose the courage to actually follow through on it. Great movie.
There's a lot of terms for that.
Yeah. I know. I
can't see him.
None that I can say. So we just had some guests right outside our studio, Todd. Who did we just have as a guest outside the studio?
So exactly a week from today was the day that
we were from today.
A week earlier. We were sitting in the studio, and it was our anniversary show, which wasn't. And
what was our anniversary?
It was the anniversary, but there was
and we were having a show.
Yes. A 1-year anniversary show.
Yes.
Yep.
Right.
And the public.
It was not a large scale public celebration.
However, it was discussed months earlier.
Had been discussed by you.
Let's do something really special for our 1-year anniversary.
You said that.
Let's get some music, some food.
That.
Let's close the street down.
You said
let's
that.
Let's invite some, you know, the mayor, and let's have
that.
A party.
Yeah.
Okay. So I just want to say we discussed that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well. Again, you discussed it. And Jim, I think John and I the entire time. Okay, Jim.
Yeah, sure, right? Jim. You betcha.
You continue. I'll let the guests.
Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah.
So I took the initiative to notify the city that this event was taking place. So I notified the mayor's office. They have someone who works in special events. And I sent her an email, said, "Hey, look, we're doing this. It's going to be on the 26th. It's going to start at 7 o'clock in the morning. It's going to go till 10 and we're Washington Street and City Deck Landing. You're right across from Schreiber where we're located. And we're going to have a real nice event there." Okay. So she writes back to me because, "Well, okay, a couple more details on that. Are you going to be selling food?" It's like, "Oh, no, we're going to give it all away. And, the music can't really start till 7:00. I'm like, "That's no problem. We're not going to start music till 7 o'clock, you know, because of the noise ordinance." And She was really good about it.
I just have to tell you, I knew nothing of these conversations.
Me neither.
I know that's because I didn't want to.
Me neither.
I was taking a leadership role. I didn't want to just delegate
we'll go with that, Jim. So you were taking a leadership role. That's
so
we
what
didn't
happened?
Know about it.
Just what happened was she left the city and went to De Pere.
Ah.
So there was a little void in the communication line. Then Todd's like, "I don't know that we can pull all this off. We got, you know, your birthday party we're working on and this and that. And I got all this stuff that's with Madison." So I called her. That's what I did. I didn't send her an email. I called her. I'm backing up a little bit. I called her and said, "Hey, look, I'm not sure this is going to happen." I didn't say it wasn't going to happen. I said, "I'm not sure this is going to happen. We're getting a little pushback from corporate." I said, "I got a little work to do on this." Okay. Well, then she left and went to De Pere. So she's the event specialist in De Pere. She was super nice. And she didn't. It was her fault. She didn't hand off the communication to the new person to notify that this may be on hold. So DPW, police, everybody still had the we're under the belief that it was still going to happen. Mm. So last week when we were sitting here doing our show, celebrating something that wasn't really being celebrated, DPW did what they do best. They showed up.
Early
with the truck.
Here to do their job.
The barricades.
Shut down the
cones.
Yeah.
Shut down. They bagged the meters.
Can I do my best impression of John Minow?
The night before.
Yeah. Wait, go ahead.
I'm like, "Do you guys see what's going on out there?" John's like, "Oh, no."
Well, I saw the big cones and the big flashing sign, and they were shutting down the street. It's like, this might not turn out well. And then the big city bus right here, like, "What's going on?" The bus was stopped.
Yeah,
and everything.
It speaks well for the city. They were responsive, but it wasn't my fault that they showed up and had all the barricades because it was the breakdown of communication internally.
Okay. We were just sitting here, and the same truck with the same load on the back
just pulled up,
and the two individuals that were here that
nice
day
people
had to be they just pulled up. I'm like, "Oh my God, did you reschedule this and not tell us?"
A week later, they were here picking up some stuff from the 4th.
Okay,
I did invite them, or Todd invited them to come on our show, and they're like, "I don't think so."
That'd be fun. Like a job like that. How do you get a job like that?
And they work hard, but you know, that's a good place to work.
I know.
DPW's great. And We should find
a
job
where I can wear work boots with shorts.
That might be tough in this climate. Okay. I mean, I think
when I was up at the camp, we're cutting wood, I was wearing work boots and shorts, and I like that. I like that look.
I would like to find a job where we have exercise and work.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind delivering mail. You know what I mean? You just walk and you get your steps in that day. And
yeah, you sure
paid.
Do.
We're getting you paid.
Yeah, you're right.
Here, what are we? We come in here, we sit down.
A couple of schleps.
3 hours.
Let's be honest.
Drink coffee, eat donuts.
I was at Costco yesterday. The guy comes up to me, hey, Mino, how's the new show going? I go, well, indoor work, no heavy lifting, and BSing for a living. He says, nobody does it better.
I had a conversation with Conrad yesterday about, his career. It's relatively new in this industry. And I'm like, listen, you could be doing a lot worse stuff for a lot less money and hating getting up every day.
Absolutely.
I said, enjoy it. Learn as much as you can.
Yeah. Right.
You know,
take away what you can.
It is a fun industry. I will say that. And last night at the game, I was walking back to our seats and this girl came up to me and she goes, oh, man, Schmidt, I listen to your show every day.
Oh, that's
and
nice.
I'm like, I said, that's like awesome. She goes, can we get a selfie? I felt like I was a mayor again.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, let's do that. And her sister listens too. And I forgot her name.
Sheila. And I'll tell you why I know, because she actually texted me the picture last night. So I saw you with her.
Oh, cool.
Yep.
And she, great energy. We just, and she works, we're in this whole, it's kind of this recovery, alcohol recovery event. That's what we were kind of celebrating there last night. And I don't know if she's part of that or not, but she was just very, very supportive of the event and just a great, great person. But that really makes you feel good. It's kind of like going up. It gave me a flashback of when people come up to you and say, I think you're doing a great job. I voted for you. That was like the best compliment I could get. And when people say, I listen to you every day.
Very nice.
Once in a while.
Much appreciated.
I listen to you every day. So, yeah, Sheila, that was great seeing you last night. And say hi to your sister.
Rockers got it going on, don't they?
Oh, yeah, that was good. That was fun. We should advertise on that screen. I mean, those are our people that are there. Another friend came up to me and, you missing Mino? I'm like, no, not at all. But he,
you're just full of them, Jim, this morning.
So excited. So get this. So he calls me yesterday because we talked about going to the game, but it was going to be more of a thing for this group and I wasn't a part of the group.
Right.
And, I didn't want to.
Yep.
Okay. Well, no, but it's true, Jim. I mean, they're all in recovery type things and wearing these special shirts. So I didn't want to pretend like I was in recovery wearing a special shirt.
It would have been odd with Johnny drinking 8-9 beers when we were at the game.
Understood.
Okay. So that was, but I said, why don't you just get a seat somewhere else and don't sit with us? Well, I don't want to sit alone. Anyway, go ahead.
So then, he goes, okay, well, you know what? Things have changed, but I'm not going to go either. I'm going to take a day off. Okay. So I asked him a day, I go, hey, what'd you listen to? He goes, went to the game.
Yeah, it's great.
I said, wait a minute, I thought you said you weren't going to the game. Yeah, I decided to go. You said you weren't going, I'm going to go. Yeah.
How planned that was.
I know.
Yeah, right?
I know. I got this one from Todd. It says, shoot, I listen daily. Where's my recognition?
Well, Todd, you didn't go up to Jim and ask for a selfie.
Yeah,
that's
it, Todd.
That's the line in the sand.
All right.
We're going to give out a major award over the next week. Whoever sends us a selfie with Jim gets an award. Deal?
We'll have tickets for something. What do
we'll
we have?
We'll do something, or we'll give them a t-shirt.
We got great shirts here.
We'll do something. Maybe the Heights will give us some more of those great caps.
I also got some great stuff from Wisconsin Dells. We could give away a Wisconsin Dells package.
All right.
Phenomenal.
Okay. All right. We'll see how this goes.
So you got to get a selfie with the mayor.
Phenomenal.
But you got to tell everybody where you're going to be 24 hours a day so they can find you.
One week selfie with the mayor contest.
Well, after the show, I'm going. You can come with me after the show, both you guys. I'm going to Georgia Pacific to load up a truck of toilet paper and paper towels that they're donating to the community shelter.
Oh, that's nice.
So,
yeah. But what about your workout?
I moved it from 10 to 11. Thank you for, wow.
Nice, Todd. Trying to.
I called him last night. I said, hey, look, I got a conflict.
Hey, I'm not committing yet to something.
What?
The push-up contest.
All right.
Oh, man.
The
labrum?
Might labrum. Still be bothering me. So, I don't know.
We've got to do something, though.
I might switch it to sit-ups.
Oh, my God. That's
we got to set a quick break. Back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
Hey there. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Okay, life insurance. The question I get the most is, do I really need it? Now, if you've got kids or a spouse or a loved one who depends on you, Then yes, I've got two steps to help you get one. Step one, multiply your annual income by 20. This is how you estimate how much money you want the policy to be worth. It's called the coverage. It's how much money your loved ones get in case the unthinkable happens. Step two, look into a 20-year term policy for that amount. Term is just insurance lingo for a simple form of insurance. It covers you for a set rate of time, a term. The average cost of a 20-year term policy for most folks is between $26 and $30 a month. That's it, two steps to get you going. And then, if the unexpected happens, your loved ones can have some money to support them. For more money tips, head on over to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here. Hey. Coming up, we got Lorena. Lorena, is that the way you pronounce your name? We got Lorena Tipping from the Brain Center of Green Bay with the cognitive stimulation. You've been here before, right?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Did you bring us any tests?
She brought you a brain.
Or Eddie, thank you.
An actual brain?
The only one in this room.
A simulation. Okay.
Do you have any questions you can give us, see cognitively where we're at?
Don't think about it, okay? John, careful.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't.
I'm sure she could come up with something real quick.
Yeah. Would you please? Yeah. Could you? Okay. Let me ask you something, Jim. Would you be willing to take a cognitive test and have your results posted publicly in this show?
Every day is a cognitive test.
And the results aren't all that good. So, you know.
But, Lorena, she works on the cognitive side, but we've not solidified some kind of contest for physical, you and I. We talked about it, right? We're
easing into that, Jim.
No, but we did that scale thing, and you lost. You owe the community shelter $100. And then we said, well, let's do something else for the next 3, 4, 5, 6 months. And I was talking to, we were going to do the odometer on the bicycle and see who got more miles.
You totally squashed that idea.
I did, because it's not fair to me, because you have more opportunity.
No, it is fair for you to have a contest with me, and you hire a personal trainer.
That's not
the... But it's not fair for me. Because for whatever reason.
And to cook all this fattening food for you during that time, too.
Right, exactly.
I did make food for you.
We never
so
saw sabotaged. That happening.
Yeah. So sabotaged for that guy. Yeah.
But do you want to do something that's, I don't know how much we want to disclose with HIPAA and everything, but we could do blood pressure. Do you want to do that on the air?
I would do that. I've got a little machine sitting on my kitchen table upstairs.
So do I. I got two of them.
Well, why don't we get like an actual doctor or nurse to come in to administer that?
And that does your blood pressure and it does your pulse rate.
All right.
Resting pulse rate. And then do you want to do some exercise for 3 or 4 minutes and then do it again and see who is closest to the rest?
During the show? No, because I don't want to be all sweaty during the show.
But you'll have that nice Mino shine.
I'll have a gleam, but think about if we have these young women coming in and they see something like that. It's like they won't be able to concentrate.
Yeah, they'll be all over the place.
Yeah.
Here's my thing.
Miss Dairyland or something? She'd be like, I can't remember what. Yeah.
Jim's coming up with a contest that makes you guys sound really old.
I know.
It sounds like
you can't even hit a golf ball 50 yards. You can't carry your bag. My pulse rate will be lower than yours, and we can walk in place, and my blood pressure will be lower.
My sodium levels.
I'll check my goddamn PSAs, whatever they're called.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
that really does age you a little.
Cold, no question. All right,
we'll figure something out.
No question.
But I do. It's summer, and we need to be outside. We need to exercise. We need to. So we got to come up with a measure.
16,000 steps last week, Jim.
What I'm saying is we have to have a base. We have to have a starting point. So we need to do something the next week, and then we have to build from there.
That's fine.
But I don't know what that thing is.
Because I told you know what? I've got, here's the deal. I've got 365 days to my class reunion.
Mm.
50th. That's hard to believe.
Wow.
Wow.
50th. People, when I say it, they're like, oh, you're 25th? I'm like, no, 50th. It's like,
oh, yeah. They
say that all the time. Yeah. You can't believe how many people have said, you're 25th? So yeah. I'm taking one year to get myself looking phenomenal.
Okay, now this.
I told you what I bought yesterday. I bought two cartons of protein shakes.
He did.
Okay.
And he bought,
I thought you were going to say cigarettes.
No, cartons, yeah. No.
I bought
salmon burgers.
Which
is good.
I bought cheese and apple hot dogs.
I don't know about that.
And I bought a couple things of beef jerky.
All right.
$125 for one bag and two things. Yeah. But, so I'm going totally healthy. I quit drinking.
Wow, I couldn't hold it too much longer.
Really quiet in here for some reason, didn't it?
Wow.
Normally, I would say, hey, good for you.
No.
Good for you.
No, I've learned that.
Brian's got an idea for you, buddy.
Okay. Yeah.
Measure fiber intake and the number of people you yell at to get off your lawn.
There you go. I like that, Brian. I like that a lot. But we got Ben and Deanna Malcourt coming up, Bay Area Realty. We always love talking to them. Amy Albright, Discover Oshkosh. We were with her at the coffee shop, right?
Yeah.
She is so much fun.
Pat's off this week, so she's filling
she's
in
got
for
great
him.
Energy. Yep.
Nice. Yep, and then we've got Jess Wagge coming on, Fond du Lac softball tournament. I'm going to be playing a role in this, and I'm honored to do it every year. Mm-hmm. It's the Patriotic Amputee Softball Tournament.
Right.
And it's all these guys who suffered amputations, many of them in war, but they're veterans, but some motorcycle accidents and different things like that. And they put together sports teams, football and softball. And their softball team is outstanding.
Oh, yeah, they're good. They went last.
But what they do is they're hosting a camp in Fond du Lac this week for kids who are amputees. And showing them, you know what? You can still play sports. You can still do all these things. And then Saturday, there's going to be two games at Spider Dock Stadium. And I'm going to be announcing both games. One is for the kids. Then the other one is the veterans game. And they're really a lot of fun. Very competitive. Really good time.
Oh, yeah.
That's a beautiful stadium.
Playing the police and fire?
I'm not sure who they're playing. They did that one year.
Yeah, last
then,
year.
Then, well, yeah, for 2 years, actually, they did that. So it must be probably the same type
okay.
of group.
Yeah, that's a great event. And
yeah.
Parking's easy. The food's great.
Yeah.
That's and you're going to have perfect weather for that. People got to go out and support that.
Well, 88 degrees it's going to be.
Yeah, there's
on
a little
Saturday.
Bit shade up on the third or second.
Yeah, well, you were there last year. Yeah, yeah. Well, that was cool. Yeah. So anyway, so I got that coming up. So we're talking with Jess about that. And Jess's story is pretty amazing. Her brother, great, great friend of mine, Josh, double amputee from Iraq. No. And she was a physical therapist and, like, got to know another amputee. And that was his good friend and ended up marrying him.
Yeah.
So it's really cool.
Awesome.
Really a cool story. Really a great, great story. So we got all those things coming up. How's Lorena doing on our cognitive? You doing okay, Lorena?
She's working on
okay,
it.
Okay, working she's, feverishly.
Yep, she is.
Hey, by the way, we had that thing about guys that played really, really nice guys, and then you see them in a movie,
and they're
and they play terrible guys.
Yeah.
Okay, one of them that I remember was the dad from the Brady Bunch.
Oh, yeah.
Then played a prison warden in a women's prison, like Chained Heat or something like that.
Robert Reed?
Yes. Remember there were a few years where that was like the big in-movie, Women in Prisons? Remember that?
I remember that guy being...
Linda Blair, remember after The Exorcist?
Oh, well, she didn't do too much after that, did
no,
she? But yeah,
no.
You're right. You're
but
right.
That was the big thing. And what's her name? That actress I really like. She was in Foxy Brown. I can't think of her name. She actually went out with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar when he played for the Lakers. Big name.
Pam Grier.
She was always in those movies.
But that guy from the Brady Bunch, didn't he play a movie where he was like, became a woman?
What?
Like, yeah, that's true,
no.
You guys. Oh, yeah, that's true.
No,
the
it's
guy
not
who
true.
Was the dad at Brady Bunch, you look at him as being Mr. Dad. He was in a movie where he, like,
transgender. No, this is
transgender.
Just some weird dream you
no,
had
no,
after
no, no,
eating
no, no,
too much
no, that's true, you guys. Okay,
night.
All right, this is, no, this is
okay.
True. He did, and it was like, wow, I couldn't believe that that guy, the last guy I would have cast in the world would be Mr. Dad.
Oh. Well, go ahead, Todd.
He might be right.
Really?
He is.
Yep. Actually, it was a two-part episode of Medical Center. It wasn't a movie.
Oh, okay.
But yes. Yes.
And that was, like, weird to see that. It's like, wait, I know you.
Was this... Medical Center on with, oh, what's his name?
10
Brolin?
Seconds.
Josh Brolin?
I'm not sure.
Are you going to set a break? Back in this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
When President Biden wanted to set the record straight, he called Civic Media Network's Earl Ingram Show.
I screwed up. I made a mistake. That's 90 minutes on stage. Look at what I've done in 3.5 years.
Hear the complete conversation now at civicmedia.us.
100 days, 144,000 minutes. The countdown to the November presidential election is on, and Maggie Dawn is counting too as she continues her special segment, Biden's Top 100.
Having heard from each and every one of you, I should start talking about what President Biden is proposing us for his second term.
Biden's Top 100 continues. You're invited to be part of it too. Call or text the Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays starting at 2, across the Civic Media Radio Network and the app.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.